Hello, I'm Pastor Joel Bauman, and I'd like to welcome you to the Avoca Bible Church podcast. Here you will find an audio version of the messages from our Sunday worship services. We meet together to learn the Word of God and to grow in the image of His dear Son. We pray that as you listen, you'll be encouraged by the message from God's Word.
I want you to turn to Revelation chapter 22, and I want to share with you a lesson that I'm learning, some review this morning to go forward, but I want you to remember this concept. Heaven isn't less than a sin-cursed world. I want you to remember this concept. Heaven is not less than a sin-cursed world, and heaven is not based on why would we, but what has God purposed. If we remember those things, quite honestly, really, it will be fine. Virtually every question you can answer is found in heaven isn't less than a sin-cursed world, and it's not based on why would we need to, but what has God purposed? Really, every question, and I could bring them up here. I could put them on the board, show you book after book after book after book. There won't be this. Why? Because why would we need to? That's literally the answer. And if I have harped on nothing else, what I've harped on with y'all, dear friends, is heaven is not less than a sin-cursed world, and it is not based on why would we need to, but what God has purposed. Revelation 22, verse 6, I'm going to start where we ended last week, but just go back a little bit. And he said unto me, these things are faithful and true. This is an emphatic idea that stresses he is faithful, he is reliable, he is trustworthy, and he is genuine. Versus, though, we talked about that last week, but versus the fake, okay? Fake. Man's human viewpoints, what, fables and their own wisdom, how does that make anything or allow anything to stand upon? Man's viewpoint without the Bible is built upon what? Now, I know it's the morning service, but you know, Brother Caleb gets to speak in Sunday school, and he does a great job. I don't get to very often. So you know what I miss? What do I miss? Yeah, I miss interaction. Now, let me just say this again. I'll start over. Man's viewpoint without the Bible is built upon what? Sinking sand. Be more specific. He's accurate, but be more specific. Human reasoning. How about this? I love this one. Experience. I love when people come up, oh, Pastor, this is what I experienced. I want to just touch him and go, oh, wow, and that must be true. He said, Pastor, that's not very kind. Listen to me very carefully. People say to me all the time, well, I experienced this, so it must be true. Oh, really? Is that how we get our truth? How about speculation? Our lifespan is short. Our deductive reasoning is not very accurate. How about this statement? I think so, or it just has to be, or in my opinion. That's what it's built upon when it's not built upon the Bible. One whole religion, a guy, was a writer of books, fake books. He just invented them. He just wrote them and thought this was going to be fun, fables and stories. And he was leaning against a tree and wrote a book about an angel coming down and talking to him. And today we have Mormonism. He was a famous writer of books, and so he turned his book into this. It's fables. It's built on an angel Moroni coming down, which is false, which is wicked, which is demonic. We shouldn't give it any time. What are you standing upon, and what is it based on? If you're standing on the market, uh-oh. If you're standing on the visa, uh-oh. If you're standing on your job, uh-oh. If you're standing on a shot, uh-oh. If you're standing on your weapons, uh-oh. If you're standing on anything other than the rock, which is Jesus, which is the Word of God, it's sinking sand. Now, please listen to me very carefully. I get this all the time. Pastor, you keep saying that, but I haven't fallen yet. Really? Really? Let me ask you this question. Are we stronger in our faith today than we were yesterday? Because what happens is we start to sink. And it's like that quicksand. So I'm only up to here. It's not bad yet, Pastor. I can still breathe. And then we get up to here. It's not so bad yet. And then we don't realize where we are until we get up to here. Then we don't have our hands to lift. Then we don't have these other faculties. Dear friends, listen, whether we think it or not, man's viewpoint without the Bible is built upon something. What is it? Speculation, human reasoning, deductive purposes, experience, or whatever. Is that what it's based upon? And is that what we will stand in? Or do we stand in thus saith the Lord? Someone said it this way. I'm copying this. This just moved me. He said it this way. All of this makes human viewpoint idea about as reliable as a lily pad for a foundation. I don't know about you, but I love fishing around lily pads. And I love putting a floating frog about a lily pad and go pop it off that lily pad. But you know, lily pads are so bad, sometimes you can't even get a frog. It just sinks them. Can you imagine building your house upon a lily pad? Building your house upon spiritual matters. Building spiritual matters upon this lily pad, where would they stand? But a house that's built upon a rock will stand. I want you to turn there because I quote it often. I want you to know where it is. Go to Matthew chapter 7. I want everybody to turn there because we need a scripture. Listen, I so thank God that the way you listen, the way you participate in the service, but please listen. The Berean search the what? Scriptures. Do not believe what I say or this. I pray that it's truth. I pray that I say only truth. But go to the Word, see if it's in there. Matthew chapter 7, I want you to turn. I know you know this portion of Scripture, but verse 21.
Thank you for joining us this week. To learn more about what you've heard, or about our church, or if you have any other questions, feel free to visit us online at avocabiblechurch.com and locate the contact link. You can also view our services by following us on Facebook. Thanks for listening, and have a great day.